Tweet at Today SOR.
Back to the Dáil now, and that banking inquiry, as we heard earlier, the Finnish expert Peter Nyberg has been giving evidence on the first day of the hearings. And in fact, a text I read out a few minutes ago from James made the point that we all partied in the lead up to the crash. Well, as it happens, Mr. Nyberg has been reflecting in a similar fashion.
The business of banks is to provide loans against security to ordinary people, really. And they can do so only if those loans are repaid. If those who give funding to the banks believe that those loans are being given are okay. Now, if they give even a large amount of small loans that aren't really okay, that means that the bank's solvency is put into question. And I don't think it's fair to say that people partied. People just lived a little better than they otherwise would have done because of the bubble.
So we didn't all party. People lived a bit better than they might have done because of the bubble. Keep those texts coming at 51551. On the line now, Kieran Hancock, a finance correspondent of the Irish Times. Kieran, you've been watching and listening to Peter Nyberg. How has he been doing? How would you summarise his opening presentation? And of course, he's now at the question and answer stage.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. It's been slow, I suppose, is how you might characterise it. He began with an opening statement and he informed the committee that he hasn't had access to any of the documentation that would have been used when he carried out his report back in 2011, that he only had the actual published report available to him. So he informed them beforehand, I suppose. He got his excuses in early in so much as his memory might have faded, and obviously some of the events have taken place quite a long time ago. He gave quite a detailed statement in which he outlined the work that the Commission carried out and what he saw as having happened back in the period up to the bank guarantee in 2008. And then we got on to questions from initially from Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin. Piers Doherty wanted to tease out whether, in fact, there were other options available to the government between the night of the bank guarantee and when the actual legislation was introduced to underpin that guarantee. Peter Nyberg said that yes, of course, there were other options available. Other options were actually considered on the night of the guarantee, but the government went the way the government went, and that was that. He said it was understandable that the government chose to go for the guarantee in the form that it did, because at the time they didn't have sufficient information available to them, and they knew that they had to act fast and they had to do something decisive, and they went for certainty over uncertainty.
And would the uncertainty have arisen from maybe opting for one of the alternatives, like, for instance, maybe a lesser guarantee, one with the reduced scope, or even a shorter guarantee?
Yes, that's right. He said they were the two options that were considered but weren't chosen by the government. And as I say, he said it was the government at the time saw no workable alternative to the guarantee, is how he put it, which in the immediate aftermath was in fact viewed as a success by the government. Now, of course, that's since been shown to be otherwise, I guess, because the Irish taxpayer has been put on the hook for all those liabilities.
And I gather that Fine Gael Senator Michael Darcy asked him how he thought the Irish banks were at judging risks. What kind of response did he get to that?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of laughter when that question came up, and Kieran Lynch asked him if perhaps he could measure it on a scale of 1 to 10. He declined that invitation, but he said that it was fair to say that they weren't very good at they were very good at misjudging the risks. So in other words, they weren't very good at judging the risks.
So was this laughter initiated by Mr. Nyberg?
He asked for a bit of clarification on the question, and when he got the clarification, there was a little bit of chuckling at the fact that he was being asked to effectively rate how bad at judging risk the banks were. I mean, clearly they were very bad given what's happened since.
Right. And any other interesting points from it so far, Kieran?
Well, he covered a lot of ground, and as you mentioned earlier, he said that he said it wasn't so much a party going on, but that people did live a little better than they otherwise would have done without the bubble. He stressed that the decisions that were taken by the banks, those decisions were the responsibility of the lenders, but that borrowers also were responsible for the debt and risks that they took on. It was a voluntary debt that they took on, and it was the expectation of the banks that borrowers would be able to pay them, so borrowers had to take some responsibility responsibility for that. He also cited the fact that, of course, we had light touch regulation for many years. And he noted that the Department of Finance basically didn't take any interests or didn't see it as its role, effectively, to judge systemic risk of the banks in the run-up to the crisis. They rather left it to the central bank and the financial regulator. And, of course, as we know, that's been a disastrous decision because they were asleep on the job.
Right. And was there any reference at all, finally, to the non-appearance and non-formal cooperation, at least, of the European Central Bank and its president, Mario Draghi?
No, there was no mention of that during the proceedings. Ciarán Lynch gave an introductory statement where he said a dark cloud was hanging over the banking system, as hung over the country, and hopefully it would be lifted as a result of the inquiry today. But there was actually no mention of the European Central Bank at today's hearing.
Ciarán, thank you very much indeed for that update. That's Ciarán Hancock there. He's finance correspondent with the Irish Times. Just two more texts on the inquiry from Mick Scanlon in Crosshaven and Cork. The banking inquiry is designed as toothless. The usual circle of politicians, legal advisors, consultants on yet another gravy train. Well, I'm not sure how far or how much gravy is going to be consumed and distributed on hearings that go for 3 hours in the morning, two mornings a week, from 9:30 in a pretty nondescript room in the centre of Dublin. I'm sure lots of those people sitting there might think they could be doing other or more productive things. Anyway, that's one man's view. And Sean says, another listener, banking inquiry, another media circus, ain't nothing new.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.